We're on earth together. Imagine if five guys were stuck on an island and two guys found a tree with mangoes and they collected 50 mangoes and they started eating and the other three were looking at them. But there's only five of you on the island. Are you going to say, guys, you guys can die, we're going to be having these mangoes? It doesn't happen. Because there's only five of you and so many mangoes, it's only correct for you to say, let's share. Subhanallah. Do you see what I'm saying? We need to survive together. This earth, we were all placed on it. Your right to existence on earth is equivalent to mine. It's equivalent to mine. What brought me on here is the same thing that brought you on here. Subhanallah. But man forgets. Because why? He's either wealthier, he's either healthier, he perhaps may be more good looking, he might have a better job, or she, or whatever else it may be. You might have a better scenario, you might have a slightly more luxurious life. And so what? You think you're bigger and you're better. Reach out to others. Had it not been for the poor, you would never have been able to give a charity. So be thankful Allah's kept a few people who are poor so that you can give. As a Muslim, you should get a kick out of giving. Do you know what that means? Sorry. No. As a Muslim, you should be excited about giving. I didn't realize I'm in the UK. Kick means something else. But as a Muslim, you should be happy, you should be excited. Something should move you to a certain level of joy to say, you know what, I gave. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. I had £1,000, I've given away £50, £100, done. I'm so happy. MashaAllah, I helped someone who didn't have. There are some who do that. Some who give more than they are supposed to give in terms of compulsory giving. You know, the zakat is a small percentage. What have you given more than zakat? Zakat was always Allah's. It belonged to Him in the first place. If you gave it, it's okay. You get a reward for fulfilling it. But do you want to give more? Give more. How much more are you going to give? That's from you now. May Allah open our doors. So that's what fasting should do to you. It makes you start thinking of others and people and reaching out to them. Muslims become compassionate. They start giving. They start, mashallah, thinking about people who don't have, the homeless, those who don't have food or drink. And then the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, speaks about the reward of being the one who gave the food to the one who's trying to open his fast at the end of the day. If you have given that person something to open their fast with at the time of sunset, you get a reward of their fast. Hence, people go around telling people, will you open your fast with us? Will you open your fast with us? Usually the term used is to break your fast, but I want to use the term open fast because we don't want to break it. We want to keep it intact, right? We say open the fast. So will we open the fast together? And mashallah, we're happy because we get the reward of it. But I tell you what, at the same time, taqwa and that consciousness of Allah, that relationship with Allah should make you care for the person. Care for one another. What's the point of feeding you, but I hate you inside? I'm jealous of you. I'm envious of the fact that you have something I don't have. For what? Allah gave you, didn't He? Allah's provided for you, didn't He?